January 23rd, Telemachus. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. In the year 404, bloody gladiatorial battles had been going on for 140 years. On this date, in 393, Honorius became emperor of Rome. 5 years before today's story starts, the emperor had decreed the violent games should stop, but they went right on, until Telemachus showed up. Size-wise, he was a little man, but he played a big role in ending the gladiatorial games. In 1984, President Ronald Reagan told the story of the little monk at the annual National Prayer Breakfast. When a godly man stands, evil falls. In shiny armor and distinctive helmets crowned with ostrich and peacock feathers, the gladiators strode into the packed arena. They were professional warriors who fought to the death, supposedly for the glory of Caesar, some carrying swords and others holding spears or nets. Some gladiators were slaves and some were criminals condemned to the arena. They marched around the arena that was filled with 87,000 spectators who, anticipating the carnage to come, cheered. These spectators loved to see bloodshed. In front of the emperor's box, the warriors stopped, raised their arms in salute, and in one voice they shouted, "Hail Caesar! Those who are about to die salute thee." The crowd cheered again. On the first day of January in 404, a monk named Telemachus happened to be walking past the Colosseum. He was from Asia and on a pilgrimage to visit the churches and encourage the Christians in Rome. Dressed in his simple monk's mantle, which reflected his holy life of prayer and self-denial, Telemachus stood in sharp contrast to all the spectators flocking into the Colosseum. What he saw overwhelmed him. Drawn by the noise, Telemachus got sucked into a crowd and the crowd pressed him forward into the Colosseum. There before him were the gladiators engaged in combat. The crowd loved long and skillful battles, but when one fighter was obviously overmatched, the spectators voted on whether the loser would live or die. With each thumbs down, the superior fighter thrust his weapon into the loser, and another person entered the arena and clubbed him on the head with a mallet. His corpse was dragged away, and Rome's death roar intensified. They called it entertainment and paid heavy purses to the winners. The brutality of the crowd stunned Telemachus. The greedy acceptance of violence and death opposed the vow he had taken as a monk. His life was about structure that allowed him to live a life of prayer and work. The sight and sound of tens of thousands of screaming people rejoicing in this slaughter grieved his spirit. He raced down to the arena floor and pushed his way through the rabid crowd until he reached the wall, jumped over it, and strode out onto the field of battle. He went unnoticed by the crowd until he got close to the two gladiators who were engaged in a life and death struggle. Telemachus stepped between the two battling gladiators and cried out, "In the name of Christ, stop! In the name of Christ, stop!" Enraged, the gladiators turned their anger on Telemachus. They stabbed him to death. The crowd joined in and rained rocks down upon him, and his lifeless body lay at the gladiators' feet. When the news of what Telemachus had done reached Emperor Honorius, who had been taught by the church, he was so affected that he immediately counted Telemachus among the victorious martyrs. Within 3 days, he proclaimed an end to the gladiator games that had been going on in Rome since 264 BC. There was never another battle between gladiators. Telemachus exemplified the word of God found in Romans 12:21. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." What ongoing evil has God shown you that calls for you to speak out in love and overcome it with good? When a godly man stands, evil falls.
Hello, this is John Ramstad. I'm the CEO of Beyond Influence. I'm also the host of the Eternal Leadership Podcast. And thank you to everybody at 365 Christian Men. Telemachus, I had never heard this story before, and I was riveted. I had to watch it twice, and I just put myself in the shoes of this man. He's walking out there knowing that, I'm sure he's guessing that this outcome is probably going to be death. And here's the question. Have we ever been in that place where we had the ability to give our influence just through an individual action? Look what he did. It led to significant change. As a matter of fact, by doing that, it canceled these games that have been going on for almost 150 years straight. And I know that when we make a stand, it can make meaningful change. I've actually studied movements from women's voting and suffrage and civil rights here in America and all the way back in history. All it takes to change an entire culture is 3 to 5% of people. That's it. On 100 people, 3 or 5%. There's 20 people, one person who takes a stand like Telemachus did. You can change an entire team, a ministry, a company, or a family. I remember once when I was in an organization, it was the most toxic organization I've ever been in my life. And I couldn't take it anymore. I either have to address this with our boss, the CEO, or I need to leave. And I really didn't want to leave. And I went to this man and I did it in humility. And I knew that this could be me getting fired if this conversation didn't go well. But I shared what I was thinking, what it was like to work there, and what I thought would help him accomplish his goals, but how we needed to change. It was very negative and it was toxic and there was a lot of gossip. That's the other thing. I refused to participate in the gossip. But when I shared with this person, they actually listened. It developed a relationship between he and I, and that entire organization over a few months completely changed. So here's the challenge to you is, what is something in your life where that if you just look up to God and you get direction and you do the right thing, take that next step that God is sharing with you to do, knowing that the outcome is going to be awesome. He says, all things work together for good, for those that love the Lord, for those that are called according to his purpose. Just keep that in mind. Make a stand for what you know and what you believe is right, and trust God with the outcome. All right, God bless you. Have a great day.